I remember in Dunedin some years ago, there was a car went off a cliff, a young gang member, and there were a group of boys there with her, and she got a high on drugs. She drove the car off the cliff to try and experience the ultimate high. She was killed, of course. They had a funeral in the local church down there. I won't say exactly where it was in the South Island. They had a funeral in this particular church. The minister got up and read from the book, "Our sister will arise to a glorious resurrection." And one of the gang leaders was very, very angry, and he went to see the minister afterwards. He said, "Excuse me," he said, "where did you learn all this stuff?" He said, "Even we are not thick enough to think that our friend is going to heaven. You have no right to tell lies to the people." And I want to say tonight that we need a few more people like that around who can face a few facts. We're either going to heaven or we're going to hell, and if we miss Jesus, there is no other sacrifice that is acceptable to God. Jesus said, "I am," say it with me, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
Those who don't believe the Word of God, who don't believe Jesus Christ is the Lord and the Savior, they're not going to heaven. Muhammad will not get you to heaven. Allah will not get you to heaven. Buddha will not get you to heaven. Some rat god in India will not cleanse you of your sin and your unrighteousness. Bowing before the Pope will not save you. Praying to Mary will not save you. Trying to get indulgences will not save you. Mormonism is a false religion. The Buddhist is a false religion. Islam is a false religion. Catholicism is a false religion. And everything that goes under the banner of Protestantism that does not believe in the blood of Jesus Christ will send you to hell. I know that the ones who make it are those who've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. My. A 5-year-old kid that is born again knows who's going and who's not.
I was laying in the cell and it went dark. Pitch black. I mean, a darkness which I've never ever felt before. And I've been down in caves and things, way down in iron mines and so forth in Arizona. And there was a blackness that you couldn't even imagine. And I managed to crawl out. Somehow I was able to crawl, and they let me apparently. And I remember where the door was. And so I crawled towards it and felt my way, and I got outside the cell. And I looked one direction and all black, and all I heard was screams. People, billions of people screaming in this place. I knew there were billions. And it was so loud. If you ever heard somebody scream before, it's so annoying to hear a scream. You know, it's just, well, to hear billions of people screaming, you can't believe how that affects your mind. You can't stand it. You want to hold your ears, but it's so loud and penetrating, you can't get away from the screams. And the fear that overcomes you is unbelievable, because it's dominated by fear. There is no presence of God in this place, so you have to endure the fear and the torment and the blackness. You can't see anything. You can't even see now what's coming up against you. And then the scripture talks about the darkness, Psalms 88:6, in darkness in the deep, Revelation 16:10, full of darkness, Jude 13, blackness of darkness forever. And there's a darkness which may be felt in Exodus 10:21. You could feel this darkness. And the fear, though, I've got to tell you, was so powerful, gripped you. It's like if you've ever seen some scary movie where the fear jumps up in your throat that second, if you could take that times at least 1,000 and hold it there, that's how you stay all the time.
And so we learn then that those are the two choices that we can make. We can either choose to be born again and go up to paradise to be with Jesus, or not be born again and go down into the bowels of the earth and wait for the judgment And when the judgment is over, if our name is not in God's book, which is called the Lamb's Book of Life, then we will be thrown into the lake of fire. In other words, there are three stages for the non-believer in Christ. Number one, the town jail, which is called Hades. You wait there for 1,000 years while the Christians are enjoying living with Jesus and reigning from the city of Jerusalem. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 5 says, "But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished." You see, the first resurrection comes up here when Jesus comes back again. 1,000 years later, the second resurrection comes up, the resurrection of damnation. That's the rest who stay in the ground until the 1,000 years is finished. They come up to stage two. They go to the great white throne judgment. If their name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life, they then go to the lake of fire, which is the second death.
Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them.